Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thanks so much for joining. I'm going to be speaking with Vlado Bosanac this morning, Chairman and CEO of Advanced Human Imaging. He's joining us here on the program to talk about the company's smartphone, body, and facial scanning technology that was proven in the fitness industries. Well, they're now applying this technology to health insurance, telehealth, and employee health partnerships as a diagnostic tool. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Mr. Bosanac. Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Give our listeners a bit of your background, and then let's talk about what it is that Advanced Human Imaging does.
Absolute pleasure. So my background, and actually in actual fact, is investment banking. I spent the last 30 years involved in deal origination, funding, and assisting companies in liquidity events. And the Advanced Human Imaging technology was a brainchild of mine after some other technology I'd seen back in 2013 that was working with professional athletes and injury prevention by video recording them and transforming that into avatars to show them their form and what was causing injury and how to deal with their form to correct that. When I saw this, I was quite interested and intrigued by the way they could create that person's image in a very unique, structured 3D animation that really, really demonstrated the person's shape and size. It didn't give you the dimensional characteristics of what our technology does today, but in itself, I thought it was a fantastic starting point for an idea at the time that I had around being able to fit clothing online. So we've actually come a long way since then to what we do today, but that was the inception back at some 8 years ago now, which is now called Advanced Human Imaging.
You've got this smartphone-based human scanning technology.
Yeah, so those of us, you know, we all have a mobile phone, and it's the obvious, if you like, point of entry to consumers because we walk around with these things every day. They're in our possession. We trust them. We utilize them to take, you know, our photos. We use them to shop on, and we use them to engage with our friends and messaging systems and so on. So for me, there was no better tool to actually be able to reach individuals and be able to give them these kind of technologies and what they deliver than a mobile phone. So if you like, that was always the holy grail of the delivery system that I wanted to work with, was the mobile phone. And the beauty of these technologies today is they have such powerful GPUs and CPUs on them that running technology on device to do a number of things, from the actual mathematical equations that need to be run through the process down to just the sheer privacy that they offer to an individual when utilizing our capturing technologies on device, is second to none. So people trust them, they use them, they engage them daily, and most people pride themselves on being able to navigate their phone extremely well with the functionalities they like to use. So when we created the technology, there was always a vision to bring it down into a mobile phone so it could be used on an individual case-by-case basis. So what we have done is, if you like, enhanced the camera capturing system on the phone to run a number of algorithms in the background on the GPU that then run models over the individual when we are, if we're doing the face scan, for instance, we're looking at transdermal imaging, which is the blood flow in the face. And from that, we're able to detect a number of vital signs around blood pressure, heart rate, respiratory rate, irregular heart rate, stress levels, and so on. And that is all fed into the phone via this transdermal imaging of the blood flow within the face. The body scan, a little bit more complex. We have actually built an enormous data set that we've captured individuals around the world and used medical-grade equipment to do that, to then train the algorithms that we use to measure an individual. And the important thing about our body scanning capability, again, is captured on the phone. It is processed on the device. So those images that we use in the scans never leave the device. So the individual can use them with absolute comfort and safety in their personal images being used only on the device. And in actual fact, we delete those images at the end of the process, which is about 10 seconds long. And they get back a result which shows their measurements across chest, waist, hips and thighs in our current version, which are the main health marker spots that we use. And with that, we also dimension across 12,000 other data points. So we're able to retrieve a massive amount of data for them, whether they're looking for a personal shopping experience or wanting to know what their risk calculations are around chronic diseases such as obesity and type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and so on.
Is there an AI component to this technology?
Absolutely. Obviously, AI is a huge part of this. It is a machine learning model that we have built that runs these algorithms. So the beauty of the technology is it is really individualized. So when people utilize the technology, we actually give them direction on how to use it properly. So the technology learns them on the device, and it gets into understanding that individual and all of those matrix of them. We often say to people, don't pollute that data with putting somebody else's data in there. So, you know, if your mum or your sister or your girlfriend wants to utilize it, we say to them, listen, let them use it, but then delete their avatars out of your library so that isn't polluting that data, so that the AI is working specifically and uniquely for yourself. So it's an enormous component of this. And when you look at the way AI works these days, it is collecting data and driving data in a form where it understands and it learns from that. And what we do with this device and on device with the individual is it learns about that individual with all of this data that we're inputting at each event they use the device for.
So how does this technology redefine remote medical consultations and insurance assessments?
Yeah, we don't have enough time to go into that today, to be quite honest. It's that lengthy, but let me give you what I call the elevator pitch. And we're trying to be the early intervention tool at the top of the hill rather than the ambulance, if you like, at the bottom of the hill once an event has taken place. So we are an early intervention tool that gives you real easy, usable, digestible data about your health and your position by risk scoring you across with the different partners we have. They use a red, amber, green system to show you whether the captures that we have got on your waist to hip ratio, your waist to height ratio, your blood pressure, heart rate, respiratory rate, and so on, sit in normal ebb zones or if it sits outside of those zones. And the important part of how we, if you like, decide what those zones are is it's age-old science that's been run around the world by the smart guys, the scientists who have worked out what are the markers for chronic disease around maximum waistline before you go into an obesity level where that would present a risk for you and your health. So what we do is we've built in the World Health Organization's measurements, the International Diabetes Federation's measurements, and a number of other global institutions that have already done the science, if you like. All we've done with our tool is created a capturing capability of those predetermined markers and, if you like, the relevant ratios that work for and against you, and we deliver that back to you via the device. So it's important to note we didn't do the decades of research that has been done by the doctors and the scientists to prove that these are the markers. What we have done is keep the tool to be able to detect those. So if you like, we're an early intervention warning system where we give people a risk matrix on where they sit at a single point in time. And then with regular use, we can show them their trajectory and if they're heading in the wrong direction, so they should pull back or they should see a care provider or their doctor to get some sort of direction on what they should do to control their health.
Is healthcare and healthcare-related organizations the only industry that this technology can be used in?
Actually, it's far broader. You know, we've got, at this time, partnerships with professional athletes that have their own fitness apps. We're working with weight loss companies. We're working with diabetes prevention organisations. We're working with carers, hospitals, platforms that merely book your doctor's appointment. We're working with those sort of platforms too. Telehealth platforms that have doctors that want to actually do a consultation with you, and we're able to provide remotely the diagnostics that a doctor would ask for or do if you were sitting in his clinic having those checks with him, where he would take your blood pressure, your weight, your heart rate and respiratory rate. These are the things he would look at. In addition to that, we're able to give him what was called central adiposity, which is the amount of fat you carry around your central core of your body, which is the risky fat that sits around the vital organs, which creates all these different diseases that are due to lifestyle most of the time. So what we do is we remotely give that capability to the carer, the doctor, or the care provider to be able to make some good decisions around how they would take care of you with remote information at hand.
Where can our listeners go and get some more information about advanced human imaging online?
So the easiest place to go would be our website, which is www.advancedhumanimaging.com. And everything is there, including our research papers and validation studies that show that the technology has the capabilities from independent sources that we put into all of our information.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here on the program. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.